Greetings and welcome. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, the music of Edvard Grieg, some Bruch, a sampling from the disc 50 Shades of Grey, and yes, of course, some oboe music. Let's begin on a cheerful note with some music for horn and orchestra by Mozart. Now, his horn concertos are quite challenging and were written for his friend Joseph Ludgeb, whom he had known since childhood. Ludgeb must have actually been a very skilled player, since the works are extremely difficult, requiring lip trills, hand stopping, and rapid tonguing. These were all very difficult on the natural horn. But you know what? That does not seem to daunt our next ensemble. I'm speaking of celebrated Canadian artist Tafel Music. Now, this ensemble, literally translated to table music, was founded back in 1979, and they have a great record to date. They've recorded over 78 CDs and DVDs, won 9 Juno Awards, and they tour the world and are also the Baroque Orchestra in Residence and the University of Toronto's Faculty of Music. Now, this next selection features horn player, very talented horn player, Ab Koster. Here they are with music by Mozart from his horn concerto in E-flat.
Thank you.
What a fine performance and such a lovely tone on the horn. That was Ab Koster on the horn, joined by the members of Tafel Music, and the opening from Mozart's Concerto in E-flat. And this next selection comes from a brilliant CD, music by Edvard Grieg, performed by pianist Emil Gilels. Now, he discovered these works a little later in life. He says of the miniatures that, quote-unquote, they are merely not simple childlike pictures. He goes on to say that they open up a world of great intimacy and feeling. Now, actually, there are 66 lyric pieces in total, which were written between 1867 and 1901. And for this recording, Gilels chose only the ones that he had thought had the most bearing on Grieg's life. Well, he chose wisely. They're really brilliant. They're beautiful in their simplicity, so let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Emil Galel's and music by Edvard Grieg. That comes from the CD Lyric Pieces. How beautiful was that? We heard Album Leaf and Melodie Opus 47, number 3. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And in music, as in all things, sometimes it takes just the inspiration of something or someone to achieve great success. And such was the case in Bruch's Violin Concerto. Now, it was violinist Josef Joachim in the 19th century, whose career incidentally spanned over 6 decades, that helped rescue the now famous work when it flopped disappointingly at its very first performance back in 1866. He advised Bruch on how the work could be made better, and lo and behold, the work premiered in its new version triumphantly 2 years later. It shows we all need just a little help sometimes. We're going to hear the opening allegro, a great performance with Tasman Little, joined by the members of the BBC Orchestra of Wales.
Thank you.
Tasman Little, joined by the members of the BBC Orchestra of Wales. That was the intense and passionate opening allegro from Bruch's Concerto in G minor for violin. And here it is. It's the awaited oboe music time. Today's some music by William Bolcom. He was born in Seattle, Washington, back in 1938, and his illustrious career includes receiving the Pulitzer Prize, the National Medal of Arts, 2 Grammy Awards, the Detroit Music Award. He was also named the 2007 Composer of the Year by Musical America. And in spite of all those awards, he found time to teach composition at the University of Michigan. We're going to be hearing, appropriately, his Spring Concertino. This was written for oboist Harry Sargas. Sargas was actually the principal oboist with the Toronto Symphony from 1971 to 1982. So, without further ado, let's take a listen. Here's the Spring Concertino with Harry Sargas. He's joined by the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta. Thank you. Harry Sargas and the members of the Toronto Sinfonietta. And with Carl St. Clair conducting, that was the Spring Concertino for Oboe and Orchestra by William Volcom. You're listening to Glasgow Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it may be a tad passé, but the movie is fast approaching and will probably garner attention in any case. I'm speaking about the novel 50 Shades of Grey, which is in production to become a movie. Now, this next selection comes from the author's own picks, as she said, influenced her writing in the novel. There are actually a lot of really great selections on this disc, but this selection is particularly stunning. A 16th century motet for 40 separate voices by Thomas Tallis. Can't beat that. Here are the members of the Tallis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips and Spem in Allium. I don't even want to speak after that selection. It was so incredible. That was the Talis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips, and Talis is Spem in Allium. We're going to move on to American composer Aaron Copland. He defined a distinct style of American composition. In his later years, he was often referred to as the Dean of American Composers, and we're going to be hearing selections from his three Latin American sketches. This was the last orchestral piece that Copland completed. Unfortunately, the last two decades of his life were blighted by Alzheimer's disease, which eventually made composition impossible. But we are blessed with these selections from the three Latin American sketches. We're going to hear a performance by the BBC Concert Orchestra with Barry Woodsworth directing. The BBC Concert Orchestra with Barry Woodsworth directing. And that was first of three selections from Aaron Copland's three Latin American sketches. I want to thank you for joining me. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, BC, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Till next time.